Welcome back. You're listening to Eye on the Outdoors, award-winning radio show.
Got up at dawn just to be out on the water. Weatherman said hot and getting hotter, but he didn't say nothing about it raining like hell. Always a bad day of fishing beats a good day of anything else. Had the big one on, and man, I would have got him, but he took my pole straight down to the bottom, leaving me with nothing but a big old story to tell. All here, a bad day of fishing beats a good day of anything else. We should probably go to work, I mean everybody does.
Welcome back on a beautiful Saturday morning. Your host, Ray Eye, here at Ray Eye Radio, Eye on the Outdoors. Got a great event coming up down in Waynesville, Missouri, Pulaski County. It's the 2018 River Bassin National Championship. And we wanted to get Drew Gregory on, that's Basser Drew, and have him tell us about this event. But before we get to our guests, we have a little intro music. Here we go.
Fishing pole, leave your dirty dishes. Meet me by the fishing hole, where you left the britches. Curly Moe and Paul, everything's all right. We're gonna go fishing next Saturday night. Lipstick, makeup, leave behind. Makeup takes up too much time. You're a little honey and you're quite a dish. But Saturday night, we're going fishing to fish.
Hey, good morning, Drew.
Good morning, everybody out there.
How's things going with you, Drew?
Things are going good. I just want to get right in, and I'm getting really excited to get over to Pulaski County. And you know, I've been over there before, but I haven't done as much fishing as I'd like. But you know, the times I've been there, it's been incredible. And so you guys are so fortunate to live nearby to such good waters, man. I'll tell you what. And this event is so cool because it's kayak fishing, you know, for these bass in the rivers. And we call it river bassing, right? And,
right.
You know, you go out there, you catch... You know, three fish is all you got to catch, three bass. You can catch a smallmouth, largemouth, spotted bass, whatever. And it's pretty simple. You put them on a measuring board, and you take your smartphone, take pictures of them, and your top three fish, you know, count. But there's also a team division, a two-man team division. And get this, Ray, there's actually a five-man super team division. So you can carpool with your friends down to that area. But it's a pretty unique style of tournament, and you can actually fish rivers within about a 50 or 60-mile radius. There's actually a boundary map on the website, and the website's riverbassintrail.com. That's B-A-S-S-I-N on the word bassin, so riverbassintrail.com. And, yeah, over $75,000 in cash and prizes, and a lot of it is actually given away via raffle. So even if you don't have the best day on the water, you know, because, hey, even Tiger Woods in his prime didn't win every tournament, right?
So that's right.
Even if you don't have the best day on the water, folks, you can come out there, have a good time. There's going to be kayak demos. You can test out different kayaks, and actually you can meet some folks from right there in your area. If you guys know, I'm familiar with the Kirkwood area. There's a shop called the Alpine Shop, and they're going to be out there. They sell a lot of these kayaks and you know, the paddle sports equipment that you would need to get out there and do this. You can meet them in person, and they're actually donating one of the raffle kayaks. So that's my take on it so far, but I'm sure I've missed something. So what do you got for me?
The good stuff. This is Pulaski County. This is coming up real soon in September here, the 21st through the 23rd in Waynesville, Missouri. How do people get information? How can they get registered for this? Give us that information again.
Sure. And just so everyone knows, that the 22nd is the tournament day, and the 21st will be sort of a rules meeting. It's actually non-mandatory because our rules are online. But you can come over there and meet me, and like I said, do kayak demos. We'll just have a good time. Because some people out there hopefully have seen my show, Hooked on Wild Waters. That's my TV show, so you guys can check that out. But riverbassintrail.com is the website, and then you just click on schedule. And then, of course, a schedule, you're going to see Waynesville, Missouri National Championship. And just so people out there aren't confused, this is a question we get all the time. How do I qualify for the National Championship? Well, the championship tournament is actually an open tournament. You don't have to qualify for it. This could be the very first time you've fished a river bassin tournament. But the only reason why people get confused about that is because we do have other tournaments going on throughout the season, and online tournaments and other in-person tournaments like this one, and they're building up points for something we call the River Bassers of the Year. and then also the River Basin Team of the Year. Those are two-man teams. So this is the culmination where we actually do award, you know, that final trophy to those who have won the River Bassiner of the Year, the one person, or the Team of the Year. So that's why people may get confused. But you guys show up, have a good time, and have some fun, and check it out, and come say hey to me, and let's just, that's what it's all about, to have some food, some fellowship, share some laughs, and just come on down to Pulaski County. It's a good time.
Yeah, that is exactly what it's all about. And I really appreciate you taking the time to give us this information. And I'd like to get back with you, Drew, after the event, and let's do a follow-up, and let's tell all our listeners how this event went and who won and what went on down there and all those sort of things. And when we get you back on, we want you to give us some fishing tips, too. Can you do that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I know how to fish for bass and rivers. That's what I love, and that's how I cut my teeth into the sport. So that's the reason I got a kayak, man. It's such a good tool to get in those rivers. So I'm all about that. And let's do it.
All right. Hey, give us out that website one more time so they get registered.
All right. Riverbassintrail.com. That's RIVERBASSINTRAIL.com. So go check it out, and we'll see you guys out there.
All right. Thank you, Drew. You have a great weekend, and best of luck with your tournament.
All right. Thank you.
Great interview, great information from old Bassin Drew. And that information, again, is the 2018 River Bassin Tournament Trail. It's the national championships, Waynesville, Missouri, September 21st through the 23rd, with more than $75,000 in cash and prizes. You can register at riverbassintrail.com. That's riverbassintrail.com. 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 That was a good interview with Bass and Drew, and it's a great event down in Pulaski County. Great folks down there, worked with them with the MOC. This is a special remembrance show for 9/11. As you all are very much aware, last week was the anniversary, 17 years of 9/11. During this show, in our next segment, we're going to visit with my great friend Jerry Bethge, editor at Outdoor Life magazine. At the time, was in New York City when the plane struck the building, and we're going to talk to him about what he saw and what he witnessed. You want to stay with us on the show, because then we have our great friend Will Jimeno, who was buried alive on 9/11, and is going to tell his story, an incredible story. He's a great guy. I met him at the Legends of the Outdoors Hall of Fame some years ago. Instead of calling him up and doing another interview, we're going to replay his interview from a couple years ago, because it's the best interview I think we've ever had on Eye on the Outdoors. And with that, I think we need to take a break and go to the other side and pay a few bills. And we'll see you all on the other side. Yes, somewhere down like heroes in that Pennsylvania field. Have you forgotten about our Pentagon? All the loved ones that we lost and those left to carry on. Have you forgotten?